Let me collect myself, milady, and I'll tell you. At dusk, 100 of us ventured into the infernal caverns, led by that evil Princess Amina, a curse upon her. It was a devilish trap. Deeper we went, past hellish lava pits, the remains of ancient camps, ghastly and strange. But in a large grotto, lit by some far-off dim glow, a foul stench arose. The smell of a thousand open graves. Some wished to turn back, but Cliff of Thorsness refused. Up ahead, Sir Garrick yelled,
"Lord Cliff, look ahead, Peninsula of
bones, a vast sea of bones, skeletons strewn hither and yon. In the center of this grisly pool, we spied an ancient tomb. The treasure of the Saracens, we thought. But this tomb was not Muslim. It looked much older, not made by man. We waded through the sea of bones to reach the tomb. Strong men fainted along the way. Some of the skeletons weren't fully human. Upon the walls of the tomb was a long black list of names, written in blood. The names of the damned. Just then, Sir Garrick and his men had dug around the tomb's lid and began to pry it open. We watched as Sir Newton leaned in with a torch. Some thing ripped his skeleton from his body. Dozens of demons, ifrits, the terrible snake-haired monsters. They tore our men to pieces. In horror, I fled. While behind me, I could hear the ifrits ripping apart that black-hearted Princess Amina.